Are you ready to unlock your true potential? Introducing 30 Days to Unleash the Lion Within, a revolutionary series that will transform you into the leader God intends you to be. In just 30 days, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth. This free resource offers a series of messages, each packed with proven methods to simplify and apply God's word to your life. Inside this series, you'll find practical strategies to unleash your leadership potential. You need to learn how to harness the power of God's wisdom and apply it to your everyday decisions. Discover how to lead with integrity, inspire others, and make a lasting impact. But this just isn't another series. It's a transformative experience that will help you find your purpose, ignite your passion, and unleash the lion within. So visit thelionwithin.us/unleash to claim your free copy of this series. Don't wait any longer. Visit thelionwithin.us/unleash and become the leader God intends you to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday episode. I'm excited to have you here, so let's get right into it. So we're going to look right at our scripture this week, guys. So this week, we've been in the book of Mark. Chapter 4, looking at just one verse, verse 39, it says, "And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down. It became perfectly calm." That verse right there, fellas. If you're feeling beat up, if you're just feeling just run down, feel like your world is falling apart, chaos is everywhere around, just sit in that verse. Just sit in that verse today. Let that just speak to you. Let that give you some encouragement. Let that give you some hope. Because, guys, that is the God we serve. That's him. He is built to beat this, and he has built us to beat this chaos. He can calm those seas in our life. And so hopefully you guys got a chance to listen to that spiritual kickoff this week. Also, hopefully you got a chance to hear Gary, my friend, who just came on. He just unpacked some wonderful truths out there. He really talked about this. We just all need that time to think. We need to take that time to connect. He talked about our desires, our reasons, and our intentions, and how they can often get out of alignment. But it starts with the mind and the heart being in alignment, and that will move us into action. So lots of just fun, I guess, insightful and applicable tips that Gary and I talked about in that conversation to ultimately remind us all that we're built to beat chaos. I mean, chaos is, we can't get rid of it. It's not going to go away. Chaos is here. This is just part of being in this world. But it doesn't have to determine us and define us who we are. No, we're built to beat that. So hopefully you guys get a chance. Go back and check that episode out with Gary. He's a great guy. Really enjoy with him. So if you're in Ohio, check him out as well. He's got a lot of things going on out there. And just the businesses that he's working with. Again, CEO, I think he said for almost 40 years as a CEO. Lots of wisdom and insight for sure. But I just appreciate so much, more than any of the wisdom and things, which all that stuff's great, his transparency. Gary was real with us. He let us know that some areas that he's struggling with, some areas that he doesn't have figured out, areas where he needs help with, then areas where God's leading him, and just that steps of obedience that he's taking. And I just think it's so great to have that level of authenticity in a conversation. You know, I get a chance, I'm blessed with the Lion to meet just some wonderful leaders. You guys get to listen to these episodes week in and week out. And a lot of these guys, you know, when you look at it, they've crushed it. They're just doing great things. They're making a big, you know, impact on the kingdom. But just remember, guys, even on podcasts, you're typically seeing the highlights. You are. You're seeing the highlights. You're not seeing the work behind the scenes, the moments where they're getting kicked or getting, you know, talked bad about. You know, that's just not there. We're not talking about that. So when guys come in and they talk about their struggles like Gary did, I have a big appreciation for that. And that's also one of the reasons why the Lion, I'm trying to be very transparent and open and honest with you all. And we're building this one step at a time. And there's days where I get it right, and there's lots of days where I don't. But you know what? Every day we're getting up, and I choose to just walk in obedience. All right, Lord, what have you called me to do today? And I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. And tomorrow, guess what? I'm going to do that as well. If he blesses me with tomorrow, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And I'm going to learn. and will constantly be in a state of learning. And I'm also just used to the chaos. I got to admit, I got four kids. There's always chaos here at this house. I'm just used to it. But now I embrace it because you know, that's what God has built me to be. He's put me here for a reason. And as Joby says, the alarm clock and the empty tomb, that's proof enough that he's not done with me. And guess what? He's not done with you either. Don't think that for a second. So now let's get into our tips this week. So a couple of these are built around chaos, actually, because I feel like this is just a big deal. So again, for new listeners, health, wealth, self, that's the three pillars at the Lion. Health is mind and body. Wealth is career and finances. Self, being a better husband and a better dad. Okay, so that kind of gives you a framework we're going to be looking at here. And again, all of us wrapped around being a spiritual leader. What does that look like? Aligning our life to God's word. So these tips are supposed to help you simplify and apply God's word to do that. So the health tip I want to give you this week is make sure you're not chasing tasks and instead focus on those priorities. So is your calendar task-driven or priority-driven? Because I ran into this, and this was at a men's conference, and this can manifest itself in our life if we do an intentional audit. And let's see how we're actually spending our days. Because if your priority, let's just be real for a second. If your priority is to grow as a Christian, how does your calendar reflect it? Think about that. Now, this can be very convicting. Does your calendar reflect your priorities? Because you're going to have to get extremely intentional here, fellas, extremely intentional. Because if you want to make sure that it's a priority that's going to get executed, guess what? It better get planned. If it's not on your calendar, it's probably not going to exist. What does that mean? Do you have Bible study on your calendar? Do you have family devotion on your calendar? Do you have prayer life on your calendar? Do you have quiet time on your calendar? Do you have church on your calendar? Think the practical, simple ways to make sure that your mind is being renewed daily is you better put that and engineer that into your system. Because if you're just thinking you're going to get to it when you get to it, you're never going to get to it. The evil one's going to take that away. He's going to keep you busy being under Satan's yoke. Remember? Thank you, Jeremiah, for that one, brother. This is it. He's going to do that. So we have to be intentional here and start by thinking about if you look at your calendar and it's all task oriented, it's all task and nothing aligns to the priorities that you have in your life as a leader. That's a gap. Do something to shore up that gap. So take this step today. Just pull out that calendar. See where you see your priorities. And if you don't see your priorities in that, make it happen. Add them to your calendar. Clear it out. Audit it. Do something about it. All right. Now, your wealth tip. Again, basic one-on-one stuff when it comes to managing your finances. I want to talk about dollar cost averaging. Okay. This is a great practice of investing. So basically what this is, you take a fixed dollar amount on a regular basis, regardless of the share price, and you invest it. That's it. So it's a good way to develop discipline around investing. So it also is going to help you be more efficient on how you invest because you've got it figured out. And this really potentially, I love this part. It can lower your stress. It can lower your stress. And sometimes it even works in your favor. It can lower your costs because consistency trumps timing. Say that again. Consistency trumps timing. That sounds technical, fellas, but I'm telling you, it's not technical. Dollar cost averaging is quite simple. You just invest that consistent amount, whatever that is, if it's $50, $20, $100, $1,000, whatever that is, week after week, month after month. Just think about it in some ways like your payroll contributions for your 401k account. It's going to come out, right? Do the same thing with dollar cost averaging. You can set this up for brokerage accounts where it just automatically comes out. Regardless of whether the market's up or it's down or sideways, it doesn't matter. You're making that investment. So again, dollar cost averaging is a great way to get started. My buddy's over at Investing for Beginners podcast. If you're looking for a good podcast to kind of get into involved with so far as making better investments, Investing for Beginners, one of the members is actually one of the founders of that company. He's actually a member of the Lion within us as well. So he just a fellow brother in Christ, but he really shares really good information around topics like this. So dollar cost averaging, if you've never thought about that or heard about that before, it sounds complicated. It's not. It's super simple. and it can get you. It's easy to get started. So go again. I encourage you to check out his stuff. Then again, that's Investing for Beginners podcast. Go, guys, check that out. Okay. Now, the self tip this week. So a practical tip to help manage chaos in your family, and one that I've done personally, is to make a visible family calendar. So we have it, and for us, it's in our kitchen, and it's nothing more than just a big dry erase board. So we took the dry erase board, and you can buy this this special type of tape at the Michaels and different craft stores, and it's like a color different type of tape, but it's kind of thin, and we literally made a calendar on a dry erase board. So it's pretty big. I guess it's, 3 foot by 2 foot or 3 foot or something like that. It's kind of like a big square, and it's pretty awesome. So we got some magnets that would go on the calendar as well. Some family magnets, and they have stuff like doctor's visits and birthdays and pets' birthdays and all the different stuff like baseball, softball, all the different types of sports. So what we do every month, I set it up. I go out there. I race. Take the dry erase. I clear everything off. We set it up, and then we put the stuff on there. From, here's what we got for softball this month. Here's what we got going on at church this month. Here's what we got going on with sleepovers, just visiting the family and podcast recording, because the family needs to know when I record a podcast so we can try to somewhat be a little quiet around here. So all that stuff, but it gives everyone a visual representation of what's going on, right? And then it gives us also a chance when things get messed up and the calendar gets jacked up, sprinkle a little bit of grace on top of that. If you can do all that, if you can keep a little bit of construction around what you're trying to do as a family, and then make sure there's a whole lot of grace involved, hey, you may be able to limit some chaos, or at least bring it down a notch or two. That's hopefully the mindset there. But seriously, that's a great tip. Hopefully if you have a family, even if it's just you and your spouse, I know there's lots of people who use the digital calendars and things like that. That's fine. That's what you want to do. That's fine. For us, it's a little bit funner just to have it hanging right there visibly where you can see it. And the magnets make it fun too. So you can find different magnets and different things like that out there on the internet. Go search Amazon. I'm sure you can find that kind of stuff. But just having an intentional place to kind of keep everything centered, it's a fun. It's something we started a few years ago. It's brought us a lot of, I guess it's brought us just a lot of peace in some ways, just to know, even if the calendar looks absolutely chaotic, at least we're all on the same page, or we try to be. So anyway, there are your three tips, your health, wealth, and self. That health one, again, make sure that you're not chasing tasks and instead focus on priorities. That wealth tip, start looking into dollar cost averaging. It's a really great way to get started investing, even with small amounts, okay? And then self tip, start thinking about that visible family calendar. That will be a big deal. Could be a big help for you. For our book of the week this week, guys, no surprise here. It's right here. This Built to Beat Chaos, Biblical Wisdom for Leading Yourself and Others. Thoroughly enjoyed this book. It's only three chapters. It's pretty heavy, though. I'm going to be honest. This is one you're going to want to sit down, take some time with. Be straight up. If you're a business leader, this book has a lot of practical advice, some tips, some things about changing, getting the results that you need, about building stronger teams. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I actually recommended this book to one of the people that I work with as well. When she was mentioning chaos was in her life, I was like, you know what? I just read her book and literally getting ready to interview the guy who wrote a book. So I sent this to her. So if you feel like this is an area of your life where it's just you're always chaotic and things just never seem to, you can't get your arms around it, resources like this can really help. Okay. So go check that out. There's no shame in that game. Again, thelionwithin.us/book, and you'll be able to find that this book specifically, as well as all the other books each and every week that we recommend on The Lion Within Us. Okay. Now your dad jokes this week, we got two good ones right here. So dad joke number one, why did the chair get a standing ovation at the concert? Because it rocks. So there you go, fellas. I want to give a big shout out to John Shibley, who gave me that one. He sent me a text that one. He's like, I got one for you, bro. So thank you, John, for that hookup there. Number two, how do you keep a person in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow. So there he goes. Let's let us know which one you like, fellas. Number one or number two, why did a chair get a standing ovation at the concert? Because it rocks. And number two, how do you keep a person in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow. So there you go, fellas. Remember, eye rolls totally count. And if you have a dad joke, you're like, Chris, this is a dad joke you need to use. support@thelinewithin.us. Send that dad joke in. We'll love to use it. We'll give you a shout out on the show. Probably hook you up with some free stuff. So there you go. Hook us up right there with your best dad jokes. Now, the question of the week this week, is chaos today worse than ever? Is it worse than ever? I want you to think about that just long and hard. Is chaos worse than ever? And you know what? For you in this season of life, you may say, yeah, it is, Chris. It's pretty bad. I need some help. And I'm here with you. We're here to serve. We're here to help. This is why we build our community. So guys can come in and be real transparent, open, and vulnerable with each other. Be honest. Quit trying to feel like we have to have everything figured out on our own. No, let's just be real. There's beauty. There's so much beauty in that. But we can just be fully transparent with each other. So if you're feeling chaotic, like life is chaotic right now, and you're struggling to stay above water, just know you're not alone. And I just encourage you to reach out. Okay? So now, guys, share this stuff out with others. Give us a rating and review. That stuff helps big time. Go to thelinewithin.us for all our resources, all the different things that we do to serve Christian men, to help them be the leader God intends them to be. Go check out our events, guys. We got some retreats coming. We have a mission trip coming up. Lots of ways we try to connect with each other. Start your 30-day free trial. I don't even know what else to say. Start it. We have a 30-day free trial to our community, and I'm telling you, this community, this is where it's happening. This is where we have our mastermind groups, our different types of events, our trainings, and this gives you access to the summit as well, where you can come in and really drop the plow to be that intentional leader that you've been called to be, okay? So all the resources, everything we have, thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. Go check it out. Prayerfully, guys, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for support. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to check out our swag, any of that stuff, again, thelionwithin.us. And if you want to support the show, that would be phenomenal. Be a one-time donor or a monthly donor. That would be incredible to help us continue to keep building resources and content and material needed for Christian men to be the leaders that God intends them to be. All right? So, guys, get after it. Have a great day. And remember to keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we were helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.